Simi Shilam at Aleph, Sif Yud Gimel. If they're spending the first dozen Sifim on the topic of the lands, the area in which the produce grows in order to be Chayiv or not Chayiv in Trumas U'Maisris, Sif Yud Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch switched to a new discussion, the discussion of which foods are Chayiv in Trumas U'Maisris. And we had three conditions. Oichel, it has to be something edible, which we said excludes things like dyes or besamim, flowers, apatim trumas umaisris. Nishmar, which we didn't discuss yet, we're going to get to the inyan of hefker. And gidulay min haaretz chayiv in truma. Something that grows from the ground is chayiv in truma. So I'd like to discuss for a few minutes the shaila of hydroponics and what the din, what the translation of gidulay min haaretz is vis-a-vis the hydroponically grown produce. Chazal say gidulay min haaretz excludes mushrooms, things that grow not from the ground. And the question is it excluding a certain min or a certain metzias? In other words, does gidulay min haaretz exclude items that are a min, a sort of thing that doesn't grow from the ground, like a mushroom, or must be other things don't grow from the ground?
Truffles.
What?
Truffles.
Truffles. Okay. The truffles that fill with chocolate, right? So these types of things are excluded. But maybe if it's a tomato and it's a min that grows from the ground, maybe it's chayiv even if it's a hydroponically grown min. Or is gidulay min haaretz actually a condition of the growth itself? And if so, even tomatoes, if they grow hydroponically, would be potter. This is the question. Is it a simen? Very good. Is it a simen or a siba? Is gidulay min haaretz a simen for the type of vegetable or fruit? Or is it the siba? Because it grows in the ground, that's why it's chayiv. This is the clare that Reb Chaim Kanievsky clares in Derech Amunah in the beginning of Perek Beis, Nevir Halacha. And Kedarkai, he's all over the place and bringing rayas one way or the other. He brings a question of somebody who has, let's say, onions or garlic. Do you ever put away onion and garlic for a while and you come back and it got bigger? Right? They start growing? What? Potatoes too. Potatoes, you don't eat the part that grows. But they grow, potatoes don't grow potatoes. They grow whatever the eyes are.
They grow onions.
You get a stalk, there's a Tysus, a Shabbos Daf Nun Amud Beis that he brings, that says that which grows is potter from Trumas Samaisis. The added amount that grows is potter, even though it's a min of Chiyuv. So we see that something that grows not from the ground is totally in the ground. Now, if you grow something in a flower pot, even also She'enei Nakuv, it's Chayiv Elis Midrabanan, because Chazawa Geyser and also it's She'enei Nakuv also. This is better. Also She'enei Nakuv is at least growing in that karkat, it's growing from ground. But this is growing from the air. I'm not sure where the onions grow from, but they grow from the air, presumably. And therefore, it seems to be a very clear raya that it's potter. A second raya.
Would you apply brachas into this somewhere?
May not be totally in brachas. It may be totally in brachas. It may not, because there it grew from a min adama. But here it didn't grow in a karka.
So that was because by the onion it's growing from something which grew from the ground.
Is it adama? No, maybe not. I don't know.
Fine.
I'm not sure. The min, every hydroponically grown thing has to start with something. It has to start with a seed.
Right.
So it starts with something that came from the ground.
There is earth.
Where is their earth? What?
Water.
They put vitamins in. Yeah. Hydroponics. I mean, hydroponics a number of years ago was in. Lately, I don't hear much about it. I don't know if there's anything superior about it, but it was in for a while. As far as the lettuce and the bugs, I don't know. I haven't seen companies that sell hydroponically grown. They do have heads of lettuce that they was selling, but they're more expensive and they're not better. And I don't think it was. I think they're more expensive than the Czech brands, but. I had seen it. So I remember someone was brought to yeshiva in a fancy plastic container ahead of lettuce that was hydroponically grown. What? No, the Chayyadim says that you don't make a Borei Pri. You don't. Well, he doesn't talk about hydroponics, obviously. He talks about things that are grown not from the ground. He says these are grown in a flower pot. You don't say. Moitzi lechem in haaretz. He's talking about wheat. So you don't say moitzi lechem in haaretz. It was grown in a flower pot. So yeah. What? Oh, it's a shein and akav, right? So the bracha has to be emes, but. But it's in otzus. It's not hydroponics. Yeah. Okay. We still make adama. Yeah, it grows from earth, even if it's in a pot. We still make adama. It's just not. It's not much left in the aretz. I think, as I recall correctly, that's what it says in Chayyadam. So anyway, this case of the betzolim and the shuman that are growing from the air seems to be a very clear right to the hydroponics case. Thank you. That it's a taisus that says that they're potter. Then Rav Chaim brings. The story of Eshes Evadia, the miracle that Elisha pulls with Eshes Evadia, with the oil. So we read in the Haftarah that Evadia told her, "Do you have anything in the house?" She had a little bit of oil. He said, "Fill up your house with Caleb, lock the doors, and pour." And she poured and poured and told her children, "Bring more Caleb." And she filled up.
She opened an oil refinery.
She filled up all the kelim with oil, and the Gemara says, and rather the Radak there says in Malachim Beis Perek Dalid that she then went to ask Elisha Shaila whether she has to give Truma Samaisris from the oil that grew at that time. So Reb Chaim says, what was her suffix if she has to give Truma Samaisris? Our Shiloh, where the hydroponics has to be given. This was the ultimate hydroponics, right?
Why wouldn't you say it's because it's nace? Over there,
so why is nace potter? Because it doesn't go from the ground. No? On oil? You should make a brach on oil. Nobody eats oil. The Gemara, and the first sugya, after the original sugya, first sugya in Ketzim of Archim, the Ban Milan Heim and Beis Lam of Om and Aleph, it says, what bracha you make on oil? The Gemara says, who eats oil?
Nobody does.
Where's the Hanigra?
It would be Barfi.
All right. Typically, you don't make a bracha on oil. The Gemara says, not healthy to eat oil. Okay, if you would make a bracha, you would have the Shiloh. But,
and the answer
there was the Chapater, which is again fits the Shitas. The Shitaseinu, that the onions are potter and the oil is potter. It's interesting that. What?
This is like the case of Tysus. It goes from the potato, from the onion.
It's like the case of Tysus, right. And there it's potter and here it's potter.
No.
Hydroponics also grows from something.
For the bracha, we don't know.
Right. Yeah, I'm not talking about bracha. I'm talking about Shitaseinu, right. So here you have three cases, the hydroponics, and these two cases, the case of the betzolim, the onions, and the. And the case of the of Eshes Evadia, it's interesting. Ruchai Kanievsky brings there from the Makar Baruch that the Makar Baruch brings the Ravid Shita is that even though Chazal were goyz on things that grow in a flower pot, they were not goyz on things that grow in a flower pot indoors. Only on things that grow in a flower pot outdoors. So it's similar. So Chazal were goyzer. So it goes indoors. They weren't goyzer. Greenhouse, I guess. So he says that was Eshes. Makar Baruch says, according to Ravid, that was Eshes Evadia's Shiloh. It's interesting that he quotes the Makom Baruch, which is not a most typical learning sefer. Rav Chaim, I guess, knows everything. Right, the Makom Baruch also. It's,
but
that's my uncle in the Siv. That's the translated to Hebrew was called Makom Baruch. What? Two times also Rav Chaim could ask you, but there someone showed it to him. Last night also I quoted. Der Sicha also brings him a Makom Baruch.
What difference does it make whether a plant grows from the onion
or from the seed? There should be no difference from the seed or from the onion. He's saying it's the same. Just like if it grows from the onion without earth, it's potter. So if it grows from the seed without earth, it should be potter. So that's his raya. So his raya is that things that grow that way are potter. Then Reb Chaim brings... He says maybe it's different. The Sim Shin Lamed Vav in Hilchos Shabbos, it says the following: Hashoy Rechitu Musayru Ki Yaitzim Ben Bimayim. Harizah told the Zoreya, somebody who puts wheat or other kernels to soak in ground, so it's a told of Zoreya
in water.
Zoreya v'chay b'choshu, and he's chay mishum Zoreya. So he said to Reb Chaim, 1 minute. According to this, Eishes Evadia and the onion case, it's not growing from anything. It's growing from itself or from the air. Here, it seems to be saying that something that grows from water is also considered to be growing from the ground.
It's a Zoreya. But you're not chay. Who says it's growing from the ground? It's grown from the ground. It's not grown from the ground, but it is a
Zoreya. So if it's a Zoreya, then it's not a Raya from onions which grow from the air. You can't prove to somebody it grows in water. Because water could be different. It's Zoreya is even, this is Zoreya, even if you put it into seeds, into water. So maybe water is different. Now, Agav, I want to mention to you something that it's puzzling to me. The Ramah says, what about putting flowers into water on Shabbos? You have cut flowers. It says, Mutar lahamin anfei ilonis b'mayim b'Shabbos. You're allowed to put flowers into water on Shabbos. Ubulbad, except, uvulvad shloyeh behem prochim v'sheshanim shem niftachim milachlucha samayim. Provided that they don't have in them leaves that open up from the water. Now here it's a little tricky. What's the difference if the leaves open up? If you take roses and you stick them into water, so they'll open up. Or tulips, they'll open up. It seems as if the Ramah is saying that normally if you cut a branch, you cut cut flowers off, it's dead. So you can stick it in water, it just keeps it fresh. But if the flowers open up, that's a sign that they're still alive. There's still something going on. That's not really true. It's not scientifically true. Even hot or cold. Once it's cut, it's dead. The cells are dead. They can't grow. The reason that the leaves open up is because the water slowly travels up the stalk and makes its way into the leaves. It makes the leaves heavy, and they open up. It's not technically alive.
So,
what do you mean?
We plant dead aloes, they grow.
Oh, you plant a seed, it grows also. What? They grow? They grow? In water, really? I said, I don't know. So then I take it back. So then, so what does it mean? If it's growing?
Any
aloes? I don't know.
From the ground.
Yeah.
So the
really? They grow? Cut out aloes? Yeah, where's the seed in the branch? It's very strange. Okay, so I don't know, I can't explain it. But at any rate, there is a question of how to estimate how to explain the mechaber that if you put it into water, yichayim mishum zareya. It's not clear at all that it has anything to do with growing from the water. It seems the derech of planting seeds, certain seeds probably, is kadesh yisrachechu v'yatzmichu, that in order to plant seeds, you make them soft before Zriya. Now, I don't think they make all plants soft before, or seeds soft before Zriya. So I'm not sure. Chaim brings this as somewhat of a kash. In other words, there are two rayas that hydroponics is potter, from the onion case and from Eshes Avadia, which were both potter. And the pushback on that is that there it wasn't put into water. Maybe if you put it into water, maybe it's different, and so it could be different. And I don't know. I don't know. So he ends up with Sarachi, and that's his maskana.
So he
usually writes, yes, my shver, right? So I don't know what his psak is. He ends with Sarachi because of this ha'ara, the two rayas seem to be strong rayas. And he says, you should be ma'ayim. That's his maskana. Sarachi, you have to be ma'ayim. So I don't know what they do in Eretz Yisrael.
If you can come up with an answer, I can be ma'ayim all I want.
Speak for yourself.
I'm speaking for myself.
So, I don't know. He brings one more fascinating. You know, it says that Hanichtis Lamud Grainai, if you're going in to measure your Garain, so you should daven before you measure it. You should daven, what are you davening? Shish Rabba, right? That
Shish
Bracha. Okay. So, what are you davening for a Bracha? That should become more? Presto, it should magically become more?
Can you do that on Shabbos?
Can't you make more? No, I mean it very seriously. When Chazal say that you say it's filler, Shishlach Bracha Bekrizeh, they should do it before you count it. Once you count it, the Bracha is not Metsuya, it's already counted. But before you count it, you should do it. So what does it mean? Does it mean that magically more will appear? How do you understand it? No, that's the way you understand it usually, no? Imagine more will appear, or what?
Did
you miscalculate? No, if you miscalculate it anyway, like what are you davening for exactly? You want it presto to become more, right? Okay. See, more magically it should become more, then it's a good raya. Because if you already gave Trumas and Maestris and it becomes more, so why are you going to do Trumas and Maestris on the extra amount? Get down for it to become more.
That's
right. Is it tefillah shav? Normally we don't daven for miracles. We don't daven for miracles. It sounds like a tefillah shav. So, but I don't know. That's the pashup shot in that Gemara is that once you count it, it can't be misraba, and before you count it, it could be misraba. That's probably a pashup shot.
Where's the nagir? Where's the nagir? What kind of
things are nagir? This tefillah?
No, the hydroponic, this is the
shiloh.
Where's it come
up? I know that, I don't know, but I know that tomatoes and lettuce are grown hydroponic. England, which is short on land, is supposed to be the country in which it's being hydroponics is the most. Reb Chaim brings it right the other. Reb Chaim brings, says if you're going to be marba b'neis, later when you separate truma, you might be separating from the from minaptor al-chiyuv. That's his raya. You're going to be davening, you're going to be nisraba, so you're going to be separating from Torah alachiyav, and you can't do that. So, I don't know.
If you get one,
give it away. That's what he's saying. Hagim is filed before. If it's to be nisraba, so he says it must be a raya, that even if it's nisraba, it's chayav also. It's a min that's chayav in Jerusalem.
But you never count it. Now you're going to get the count, not that. You're going to the counter, you're saying it should be more than you anticipated, right?
But the question is, you don't know which pieces are the more. If those pieces are not chayav trumas and maestros, you can't separate from that and something else. What? Now what? Yeah. Well, what, but how can you be spavsed? You're going to mess yourself up. You mean maybe you have to go to the cheshbon? Yeah, afterwards you have to worry about it. But how are you going to worry about it? You don't know how much more was in it. You would daven for something that's going to cause a mikshul? Maybe. What?
Or the trauma.
I mean, it's like an arachizer. It's something that happens back in time, but now the mafreya, when it grew, it was more. And then it's all gedulei karka. That's what you want to gain. Maybe. I don't know how these things work. It's very hard. The originals we call teva. Teva is also a nice, but we give tshuva some ISIS on that. Something that appears out of thin air, we shouldn't be having tshuva.
Maybe what's different than the onion? It grew from the onion in the air, right?
That's the kasha. If it's the same as the onion, so it's potter.
So
if it's potter, you have a problem. Now you're separating up to our lechia. Bittel berayv. By ksafim, you don't say bittel berayv. When you have truma that, I think we're going to have it later in the simmer, you have truma that's potter and truma that's chai. Tevel, that's tevel, and mesukin, that mixes, I think you have to separate. What you owe, my dollar is not bottle in your $20, in your $100. Because the financial chiyuv remains.
But the issa
tevel, is that bottle? You mean for it should all become tevel. You want it all to become tevel. If I have ptur and I mix it with chiyuv, that it should be bottle. I don't think it's bottom because I think things that have a financial cheshbon remain with the cheshbon. So I think we're going to have it later this
week. Why is it prorated throughout? So every handful that I pick up.
You say yesh bila. Machlek is we say yesh bila. Bila means that you can mix it out even. So miracles spread evenly or miracles always spread evenly? Okay, at any rate, this is Reb Chaim's back and forth. It sounds, the tzad haptor sounds stronger than the tzad chiyuv. The raya from the onions and the garlic, I think, appear at least to be stronger rayas. All right, so that's if you'd given us if you doubt. If you doubt, we mentioned, well, we discussed what's the raya, what's the rabbanon. So I'll read it again. So if you doubt, it said, "Ema frishin shumas u'maisus mehayerek b'chutz laretz," from specifically your rock ice in chutz laretz. I feel mekayim shamarnu shchayi chayvim chachamim, even place that a chayim in the rabbanon. V'chein yerek abba b'chutz la'aretz la'aretz afi sheyesh ofar bi'ikreyem hari zeh poter. We said that yerakos that come from the places of chutz la'aretz that are drabanan. So the Shach Chavdal had explained afi shegam be'eretz Yisrael e ma'isi yerek al medivreyem. The ma'iser on vegetables is drabanan even eretz Yisrael afi shenever ba'isi t'vua sarach t'vua kiyaitim ezeval yerakos enim b'chal t'vua k'vadim shechayim v'truma. And even though that pasuk is by Meiser, it's truma too. Shaykven nembugachas yerushim yitzarecha kol adayim la'elu hilchach b'chutz la'aretz hayerek pater afilu midrabanan. B'chutz la'aretz, even in the four lands that they were mechayiv, it's pater midrabanan. It's full of kidney shazarim liyerek, but la'daiti esel kol adam hayerek shalem pater. If you plant things for the greens, not for the beans, it's pater la'daiti and the zeres chayiv b'truma to Meiser. So. What? He means if you're planting kidneys is derais, according to him. Only Yerakos is Rabbanan. Why don't you plant kidneys not for the peas, but for the Yerakos, for the greens? So he says, Batla Daites HaKol Adam, and it remains there.
How do you define Yerakos?
Yerakos are things that are grown for the grass. When you eat grass, that's for the Yerakos Shabbat, as opposed to the kidneys. No, carrots, things that are vegetables are vegetables. Things that are beans, but the beans have in them Yerakos too. They also have the greens that are not kidneys.
Not Yerakos are beans, just Yerakos. What is Yerakos?
Yerakos are vegetables, are things that are not kidneys. How do I define vegetables? They're not all roots. Tomatoes are not roots. Carrots are roots. Radishes are roots. Tomato and pepper is not. Onions are. There's some are roots and some are not roots. I think Chazal have kidneys and they have tefuah and they have Yerakos. I assume all Yerakos are the same. I don't know differently.
But cucumber.
Why they're called kidneys as opposed to other things?
Vegetables
typically grow and are ready to eat. Kidneys are like tefuah. They grow in something. Beans grow in something.
You
shouldn't use
not green.
I think because it's not green.
Because of the color or because it grows on the ground?
No,
I asked him actually, how do you use chayim? Chayim is also not.
Craig.
Chayim is not a yet.
Right.
It's a.
Okay, let's move on to Sif Tezvav and get to a few more of the technicalities. When we talk about hydroponics, etc., so we can talk about it as consumers, we don't have to be farmers. Most of the simon, you have to pretend you're a farmer to know what it's talking about. It's a different story. Let's see. Hatfua v'azeisim, when is produce considered grown? So mentions here specifically wheat and olives. Shalai heviu shlish, that did not grow a third. Petura mitrumas umaisris, apata legabri. Uminaya dea, how do you know if it grew a third? Kol shazaira umatzmeches biyadua shevi shlish. Anything that if you took it and planted it, it would sprout, that's a simen that it grew a third.
No,
we're talking here. The shear of shlish is a sugya in Rosh Hashanah. That sugya in Rosh Hashanah is easily confused with here by people like me. Is that the Gemara Rosh Hashanah has gedarim for different products? It says Elon goes basa chanata. A tree goes, the year goes by when it blooms. Yeraka is basa lakita, goes by when it's collected. And tfuah is basa shlish. Now, this gader of these three things, basa shlish, chanata, is really not related to here. There it has to do with what year it's considered to have been born, to be born, so to speak. Lagabi shmita, lagabi trumas ma'asus. But in designating the year, Elon goes basa chanata, goes according to the time that it blossoms. It's interesting, it's a deraisa. The Chazal give a reason. The reason is that we want it to be uniform. We want all the peiris to be in the same year, all the irakas to be in the same year. Peiris are not picked uniformly, but they generally, the chanata is more or less the same season. So Elonis is basa chanata, and Tfu is basa shlish. And Yerok is basa lakita. Over here, we're saying tvua v'zeisim. We're saying trees as well. This really is a little misleading. It says tvua v'zeisim because the deraisa is only dogan tir shviyitzar, but really it refers to all trees. Everything that grows is mishaviu shlish is the same din. It goes according to the time of hevi shlish. Now here, it's a difficult explanation. What does it mean, heviu shlish? Now, I'm not a farmer. You're not a farmer. You figure a watermelon is this big. So shlish is this big. You know, like that's what shlish is. So it's a very difficult thing. I don't know about watermelons. But most peiris, they don't grow that way. They grow their size before they mature. Most peiris reach a certain size, and then they mature. They're not ready to eat just there because they reach their size. Now, I mentioned this here on Shabbos HaGadol, Lagabi, the issue with the with Beiser. Now, Beiser are grapes that are picked before they're roy to be eaten. Beiser is a shahakel, Chazal say. If you pick grapes Beiser, it's shahakel. You have it in Cheskes Habatim. If you eat Beiser, you don't get Chazaka of Gimel Shanim. The issue with grapes is it's a serious issue. Lagabe, I mentioned then, the light grape juice, which is made, people for some reason think that light grape juice is regular grape juice mixed with water. Vaharaya, it says on the label, it's one-third water. That's not true. That's what I mentioned. I mentioned that on Shabbos HaGadol. That it's not true, because all grapes, when they're fully grown, have a lot of sugar. And the only way to get rid of the sugar is by fermenting it and turning it into alcohol. So you can't have a light sugar grape juice. It doesn't exist. You can have a light sugar wine. If you have a dry wine that's high alcohol, the more alcohol, the less sugar. And the more alcohol, the less sugar, and the lower alcohol, the more sugar. So how do you get light grape juice? It happens to be that Kedem has a line called Kedem Estates. Kedem Estates is also a grape which is grown in areas that don't have a lot of sunlight, so the grape doesn't get a lot of sugar. And mainly, it could be low alcohol and low sugar. It's a trick for diabetics to be able to have wine, which is not high alcohol and it's low sugar as well. 8% alcohol with no sugar in it. But the light grape juice is made from grapes that are picked early. A grape grows to its full size, and then it matures, or it ripens, or they have technical words for it. It's called veraison. Veraison is when the grape, the fully grown grape, turns into a grape that has in it sugar. A grape, when it first grows, is very tart. It's very sour and not sweet, and it changes. It changes into a sweet grape through photosynthesis and so what they do in order to produce for people, for diabetics who want to have grape juice but shouldn't be high sugar, they pick the grapes early before it turns into sugar, and then they squeeze it and they make grape juice so that it's a low sugar and no alcohol type of grape juice. That's what they do. Now the shaila is, how early, if you pick it, does it have a din of baiser? Does it have a din of baiser? And I mentioned here on Shabbos HaGadol, pretty innocently, that diabetics who need it should use it, but no one else should really use it. Other people, you know, take the grape juice and mix it with water.
Does it make a difference whether it's typically grown that way for that reason, or it's...
As far as I know, maybe someone could argue there is. I'll tell you the truth. I got a call afterwards from Mr. Herzog, from the older Mr. Herzog, very old chayyid, and he called me. And he said that Mishra Shem in September, send me grapes, I'll see that it's good grapes. So I asked him what the bricks. Bricks is the way of measuring sugar in grapes. B-R-I-X is a measurement of sugar in grapes. He said the bricks are 10 to 12, between 10 bricks and 12 bricks is the measure of the sugar in the grapes that they pick for the light grape juice. So I don't know, I went online and I went, you know, what people's opinion, the blogs are not raised to anything, but I went to the government guidelines for table grapes. The table grapes are supposed to be 14 bricks. B'shas hatchak, 12 and a half bricks is good. The punkta, 12 and a half, is good if it has certain other conditions that it meets. Which means that the 12 bricks is not such a... It's not so posh the thing that it's not baiser. It's not legal to label it as table grapes. So baiser is something that's before it reaches the status of table grapes that person would serve. What? I don't know. I don't know. But look, if someone gives a heksher, someone says it's good. I'm saying nobody says it's good.
Yeah, but
it's probably Tali Chalukei Dayos. What? So 1 minute. So there, by Baiser, that's a din by Baiser. Now, what you're saying is true, and I'll explain in a minute. The people that are not farmers, we assume it grows, it has to do with size. I don't know how to learn the Mishnah Berurah. The Ramah says Baiser is if it didn't reach the size of a pull. A pull is a bean. So it seems it's totally in growth, which is not like I'm saying. So it's fully grown, it's not bison. And the Mishnah Berurah says something like in this Vashal called Tzarcha Yotze Mechal Bison. Mishnah Berurah says it's totally in ripening. So I don't even know how to learn it. I need somebody to explain it to me. The Ramah, it's a Mechaber Ramah, says totally in pull. And there it says it's totally in ripening, so it's very confusing. Tomato grows.
Then
it starts to ripen. Yeah. The grape is the same. The grape
is the same.
That's a simen if you can't plant it. So we should just do the simen and figure it out. All right, we're giving an assignment to Reb Yosef. Go do it. I don't know. Reb Chaim Kanievsky seems to he expresses doubt as to what Hevi'ah Shlish means. I don't understand it. He says, if you shlish, you would get a third of the juice that you would get. Squeezing out the zeisim, the oil, you have to get a third out of it when you squeeze it. It seems to have to do with ripening.
But it can't be the same quality. It can't be the same quality.
Well, he's saying the amount. So that has to do with how much it ripens afterwards. So I'm not really sure how to deal with Hevi Ashlish. Lamaisa, like I said, I'm not a farmer. It doesn't come up much, but it doesn't come up at all to me. But I don't know how to tie Hevi Ashlish. Learn Gemara.
I thought
the simen is a clear simen. The simen, if you plant it. Well, they knew what they meant when it said Hevi Ashlish. I just don't know what they mean.
These grapes are grown for wine, as opposed to table grapes. So Shlish is a third of what they were meant for. It was meant for this yield, so if it gets a third of the yield.
Maybe it's different if you grow up for table grapes. You don't, maybe. Well, he says about wheat. Is there's a certain time where if you grind it, you get more flour, you get less flour. I don't understand what that means. It should be telling you how big it is. See, but he says something along those lines. Okay, we're up to Siftezai and to Hefker. I'm going to just excuse myself.